Morning, Ireland. 12 minutes past seven. We're in County Tipperary this morning in the village of Horse and Jockey, not far from Thurles, in the Horse and Jockey Hotel, where the walls are filled with images of Irish horse racing. The room we're in, that you can see if you're watching us on the RTÉ News channel, is called Dawn Run, after the mayor who won a Cheltenham Champion Hurdle Gold Cup double in the 1980s. We're here to talk to Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin as his party's TDs, senators and MEPs gather ahead of the new Dáil season and the budget. He'll be with us later. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us now. Paul, the farmers are still here, part of an IFA protest. Why and what happened yesterday?
The farmers are here because they really believe that the government could do more when it comes to extending a derogation on nitrates. Irish farmers, one of three within the European Union, were able to use nitrates for 250 kilos per hectare. That's been reduced to 220 and affects 3,000 farmers in particular. And they believe that the government could have done more. They weren't happy with Charlie McConnell Logue, the agriculture minister, and they let that be known. But because when the minister walked out to the demonstrators yesterday, they said that they weren't going to talk to him. The IFA president wouldn't. Eventually, a hastily arranged meeting came with both Micheál Martin and Charlie McConnell Logue. But you just got the sense from the farmers that they were pushing not just on that issue, but also on the question of late farm payments. They're not prepared to take the government at its word. They want to see action. Just exactly how much of a result they're going to get, I don't know. Personally, I don't see the European Commission making any changes in relation to the nitrates directive. The government's message is what we need to do is to protect the 220 kilos because everyone else in Europe is on 170, or at least a lot of them.
Why have Fianna Fáil come to County Tipperary?
Well, County Tipperary is somewhere where Fianna Fáil hadn't got an awful lot of sort of juice in previous years. They do have a local TD, Jackie Cahill. He has he got the seats last time out. The Electoral Commission has changed it. The county's going to be divided into two three-seaters. There was a sense that Fianna Fáil wanted to make its presence here. We're here in the middle of the Golden Vale. It's a big issue. Fianna Fáil has got an awful lot of rural links and it's trying to burnish its credentials.
What are they doing today?
Today, going to focus an awful lot on housing. The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, Fianna Fáil Minister, he's going to be here. Interestingly, they're also going to have a big discussion on public service broadcasting and how that model can be funded. Rather interesting when RTÉ obviously is experiencing severe difficulties.
Away from here, Leo Varadkar and Chris Heaton-Harris, Britain's Northern Secretary, poles apart in Belfast yesterday on the future of power sharing, legacy and more. How serious is this clear division of views between Dublin and London over the North now?
I think it's absolutely accurate to say that there are significant differences on major issues. The legacy bill, the Irish government's completely opposed to it, considering taking legal action in that regard. There was a row over whether or not the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had said he wanted it to pause, made that request or not to Chris Heaton-Harris, the Northern Ireland Secretary of State. Another issue relates to the question of power sharing. It's been in abeyance since February of last year. The Irish government feels that London could be doing more on that regard. And then also, the British government was irked by the statement by Leo Varadkar on RTÉ's News at One programme that he believed he could see United Ireland in his lifetime. I don't think it's as bad as the relations were under Boris Johnson, but certainly it's taken a step back from the warmer mood and relationships that had been there.
You've spent a lot of time in Fianna Fáil company here over
the last day
or so. What's their mood?
I think it's a party which actually has a spring in its step. They feel that they maybe are sort of underrated. They feel that they've got a story to tell when it comes to local elections and European elections coming up next year. That might come as a surprise. Fianna Fáil hasn't. It's been sort of holding its own in the polls, but hasn't been able to sort of make a solid increase. But nonetheless, that's the mood in the party. It's optimistic. They feel they've got a story to tell and they're looking forward to do that.
Underrated by who?
By the media, by the press, who seem to be suggesting that if you look at the polls and the high poll ratings for Sinn Féin, that Sinn Féin is just going to walk it in the next general election. Micheál Martin coming out fighting yesterday and saying, you know, that ain't the way it's going to be. You've got it wrong before. Don't make the same mistake as you did in 2016, which was saying this is going to be the outcome of the general election. It turned out to be otherwise.
Micheál Martin says he's going to lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election. Then what?
He said absolutely that that was the case, that there was no equivocation, nothing he was going to lead it. And that's important because his name had been attached to possibly becoming the next president of the European Council after Charles Michel stands down, or that maybe he was going to become the next European Commissioner. And he was making it absolutely clear that no, he's going to lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election. I tested the temperature last night after all of the proceedings were over, and there was a sense among the members, and that's MEPs, senators, TDs, that that was likely to be the case, that it seemed seems that that is the direction that Micheál Martin is going.
So if he doesn't go to Europe, who will?
That's a good question, because it would usually be expected to be a Fianna Fáil call. One name which people, when you ask them that question, they'd say Michael McGrath. Others last night were saying they didn't think it was likely. They thought he was more likely to want to stay. But that was the name that was coming out. But the truth is, we haven't got a clue.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Micheál Martin will be with us later in the programme at around about a quarter past eight from now, from the Horse and Jockey Hotel in Tipperary. It's back to studio at almost 18 minutes past seven.